Disclaimer, this show contains coarse language, terrible banter, and mature themes which may not be suitable for younger audiences. Parental guidance is advised.
That's all you're going to get. I can't do it without my friends. It's the Morning Shag run back for Thursday, the 28th of March, 2024. It's just me. My last day of being solo today. So, you can start listening to the podcast next week. I tell you what, it's pretty hard doing. I don't want to say it's hard. It's not hard to do it by yourself when you have to do a show, a solo show. But it's like, it's the bouncing off that I miss, especially the eye lingual when you do the eye language. But I hope everybody enjoys the show. We are gone for a little bit, actually. I will be back on Thursday. I'm going down to spend some time with my family down in Taranaki. I do miss them. I get a bit cranky, eh? I get a little bit cranky when I don't see them for a while. It's been about 2 weeks, so it's been a while. And I'm looking forward to going down and just hanging out with my kids, hanging out with my missus, and just spending time down there. I've recently bought like this little like cabin thing, and so I have to go down and prep it up. And I'm also looking at, I've never had to do this before, but I'm going to be taking some wallpaper down. I've made the plan. I'm taking down this damn wallpaper, this ugly wallpaper at my house. I'm going to be steaming it and getting it the hell off there. So that's what I'll be doing this weekend. It's been cool doing the solos, and it's great. It's good learning. I'm learning a lot. Like it's quite cool. Like I get to experiment with a couple of things here and there. And I've got the ideas today that we're talking about. We talk about Adam Sandler, the sequel to Happy Gilmore, which is looking to come out. I was a bit like, I don't know about that shit, eh? I'm like, eh. I don't know. I love Billy Madison and Happy Gilmore are two of my favorite Adam Sandler movies. I don't know if we need it. I don't know. Please don't ruin it. I mean, it would be funny. He comes back. He's older. He's still kind of, maybe he's, changes. I don't know how it would work. But the other dude, Carl Weathers, passed away just recently. He's the dude with the hand. Far out, I forgot his name. Someone will remind me of it. But hey, thank you everybody for the people that text on through. Thank you so much. You keep me company and you keep me going. So I really appreciate it. But I'll be back on Thursday the 4th, which is the 2-year anniversary of me and Regan doing the Morning Shack officially. So it'd be cool to celebrate it with you all. So I will see you then. Enjoy the podcast and if you need us, message us, eh? All right, much love. See you.
Running amok, the Morning Shack with Tim, Riggs, and Gabby.
Ooh-wee. Oh man, had a voice break there. What up, everybody? It's the Morning Shack for your Thursday, the 28th of March, 2020. 4:44. Hope everybody's feeling good. Man, I've got to stop saying that. It's the hope. Let's not hope for it. Let's just make it happen, you know what I mean? It is the Morning Shack. Hope you're getting up. Hope you're getting ready for your day with me today. It should be a good one. Should be a good one. It's just Timmy riding solo today for the last day of the working week, I want to say. And I cannot wait. I cannot wait to get through the show. Not because just get through it, but to enjoy the show with you. Before we get into it, I just want to say a huge thank you to everybody that texted on in yesterday. Because yesterday I was riding solo as well. And man, the support, the people that were like, ride or dies with me. I appreciate you. I appreciate you, Eddie. I don't know if you listen to this, brother, but I appreciate you, King. All right. I'm just going to keep it regular. I'm going to reintroduce ourselves to the wider Shack community. Okay, my name is Timmy, a.k.a. Glady Web, a.k.a. Tin for your Timmy. You know why? Because I got the game wrapped up. It's Timmy Tuivasa. Screw! Young Dawson, baby, I spit out fire.
Perfect.
Timmy Afuego pulling up with 40, which is shorty. The goonies to that goon squad, baby. It's a Thursday. We've gotten over the hump and we've got one more day to go before this long weekend happens, eh? For everyone. This time of the year, with all the long weekends coming up, it's a good time. It's a good time to be alive. But then after these, after Anzac finishes, then you just go, man, when's the next one? When's the next hit? I need that next hit. I need another public holiday. I need another one. They're trying to take them off. But no, I hope everybody's been good. Said it again. Man, here we go. It's, man, what did I get up to yesterday? That's what we normally talk around here. I had a busy day yesterday. I had two podcasts, and I'm going to talk about them later. I had two podcasts to film, and I also went out to, watch the Tuatara, which is the Auckland Tuatara. They are the Auckland basketball team. I had a bit of a story to shoot with them. The nicest people out. From the management to the players, just great people, man. They're awesome people. And I hope they do well. They've got a very good team, but I hope they do really well. Should be good. If you listen, if you've never been to a basketball game, and like, or I mean, the Breakers are a basketball team, but they're like big time. That's the big time team. But these local ones, man, they put a lot of work into you know, on very minimal budget to try and, you know, bring people in and sell tickets. So if you're out there, we've actually got two teams in Auckland. There's one in Franklin called the Bulls, and then there's the Auckland Tuatara. Go ahead and watch them. They start this week. They start this week, and I think the season's like maybe like 15 to 20 weeks. But go out. There's some amazing talent, and it's fun for the kids, fun for everyone.